Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, your one-stop shop for certified Angus beef. Go see the Schnucks Butchers for more help on that.
Oh boy, I like certified meat.
Ooh, I do. Mm.
Man, this is an unfortunate story.
Like and a good pork steak.
As a producer, my heart goes out to Brett Baier's show because they made a mistake. They made a very stupid mistake, and they were getting killed online for it. So Brett Baier's special report with Brett Baier was doing a story about the wildfires out in Denver, and then they kind of bumped out of the segment with Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, which seems crazy unless you watch Fox. I have heard Ring of Fire on Fox like a lot. It's just one of the bumper songs.
It's just in rotation.
Yeah, I think it was in, and the person who made that decision was probably like a lower level. It was probably the person just like, oh, throwing together a package and grabbed a song, or they thought they were being cute, but it wasn't Brett Baier who said,
right,
and play us out with Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. So he came out and said, this was a total mistake, and I'm really sorry, and it was completely unintentional.
You know what, though? Having never heard anything about this story before 20 seconds ago, here is the most biggest reaction anyone should ever have. Oh, that's kind of crappy.
Yeah.
You're right.
The potatoes.
Yeah, somebody.
That's the reaction they have.
Yeah, somebody wasn't paying attention here. That's right. The reaction to have. Like, oh, somebody messed up.
It's almost like we're all on antidepressants. Whatever it is that makes you jacked up and crazy, it's like that's what we're all on. That's the kind of thing, like, and you're right, Rach, maybe someone thought it was cute. Well, it wasn't. Mm-mm. Lesson learned. You move on. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where I just feel bad knowing that I've made mistakes, not on purpose, that it's like you hear it and you're like, what did I just do? That was so stupid, but it was unintentional. I just
let me also say this
on that one.
Not to get all Teddy Roosevelt, you know, the courageous man who's in the ring and bloodied from battle and all that, because at the end of the day, you're picking outro music for a cable show. Who cares? But Brett Baier's doing something. That person's doing something. They're putting their butts on the line, and they're out there doing something. Maybe cut them a little bit of slack as you sit on your ass on your sofa.
Well, yeah, and like I said, Brett is not the one choosing
right.
the bumper music.
But whoever it was.
But he would be the one taking all of the flack for it because he's the face. So
God, we become dumb.
The Metro East is going to see some new coronavirus restrictions starting Wednesday. They've had a steady positivity rate of 8% of above for three consecutive days. So these are some pretty strict restrictions. Bars and restaurants are not allowing indoor service. You have to make a reservation. What else is it here? They're closing at 11 p.m., so that's kind of crippling for a lot of bars and restaurants. I mean, that's
statewide, right?
This is for the Metro East.
Okay.
This is for certain regions in the Metro East.
I wonder whose call that was, the governors?
I assume so.
Yeah, I would assume.
They would look at it and say there's a hot spot in the Metro East?
Yeah, they have a system that they use. And like I said, like if you're on a certain day streak of positivity cases increasing, you have to take part in this.
Yeah.
And then gaming and casinos close at 11 p.m., are limited to 25% capacity, and follow the same rules as bars and restaurants if they're serving any type of food or drink.
Gotcha.
So that stinks. Hopefully they can get out of that situation really quickly, because we obviously want to see local businesses do great during this time.
How big of a blow is it to you personally and life if we have to do that? Because it's all about us. It's all about wherever you're listening locally. If the city and the county in St. Charles County, if we go back to March and April because we have a spike, how bad does that punch you guys in the gut?
Really bad.
Yeah, it'd be really disheartening. I mean, I don't mind making this. I mean, I don't mind not eating in a restaurant, but I want those restaurants to make money.
Yeah, I agree.
So yep. It all comes down to, you hate to see the economic devastation by something like that. And it is devastation. You don't want to see little boutiques that are, you know, local businesses having to shut down and let people come in and shop. I just say put a mask on whenever you're going out. It really reduces the risk of spreading it, and then we can keep everything open and everybody's happy.
And don't go if you're not comfortable.
Right, exactly.
I completely understand that.
Oh, there's so many things that are open that I won't do because I'm not comfortable, and that doesn't make me...
Nope.
It's but whatever. I'm happy for them that they get to be open.
But I don't look at that business and go, how could you?
Right.
How could you be open right now? Oh, if people want that service, want to shop there, want to eat there...
What degree, percentage-wise, do you guys feel the experts across the board understand what's going on with COVID? How comfortable, confident are you that someone up there knows what's going on?
I don't think anyone knows where this is going, which is sad because that's how I felt in March. And I don't think we have any more of a firm grip on that than we ever had.
I'm with you. I don't feel like if we are farther along, although the president keeps saying, and he's been saying this for months, we're weeks away, and we're obviously haven't been each time.
Yeah.
Look, I want a vaccine. I'll be first in line. Let's do it. I don't care what administration comes up with it. But I don't feel a lot different than I did in April or May.
They've come a long way with the treatments. I mean, we're a lot better at fighting it now,
yeah,
according
for sure.
to death rates.
For sure.
You know, like, it's
not...
And
I wish someone would have
people.
The balls to say it. If someone... First of all, I wish there was still a task force.
Right.
I wish Trump was talking to some doctors. But... I wish someone would just come out and say, we're going to be honest with you. It's more people are going to get it. More people are going to get sick than ever have, but fewer are going to die. We have better treatments. We have the resources ready to go. But these are the facts. And here's how to fight against it. Now, maybe they're hinting at that, but I wish someone would just say it. Then at least I know where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a better chance of me getting sick now than there was in March or April. But there's a much better chance of me living. Okay, let's go.
You really only see conservatives say that the death rate has gone down exponentially. And you really only, and then you only hear liberals or like mainstream media be like, and it's worse than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, there's a middle ground there. It's getting better in terms of it's not killing as many people, which is incredible, and we should be celebrating that. But you still be extremely careful and protect yourself and others. Why is it so hard to hold both of those thoughts in your mind at the same time? I find it incredibly easy. It's easy for me.
Agreed.
But apparently on a mass scale, we are incapable of messaging it that way.
Yeah.
It's
the dumbest thing we've ever made political. Now, I understand making it political if you say... The Trump administration is botching this, or the Biden administration would completely blah, blah, blah. I get that. But as far as judging each other, this just seems insane to me. How we judge each other about what we do and how we do it. And
Moving on here in headlines, Felicity Huffman. I know you guys were all wondering. She has paid her full debt to society. She's completed 11 grueling days in prison.
Oh.
I think she's really learned her lesson. No, I kid. I appreciate that she was pretty humble from the get-go. She also completed 250 hours of community service and 1 year of supervised release. So she's done.
She handled it the right way.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was no Aunt Becky about it.
That's right.
Someone just called LeBeau and said, the CDC says that masks don't work. Can we fact check that? I think I would have probably heard about that if the CDC came out and said, hey, take your mask off. Now, I grant you, the CDC, World Health Organization, Fauci, Trump, Biden, everyone's been all over the place over the past 7-8 months. But I'm not sure the CDC has come out and said, masks don't work. I think someone would have sent me an email or something.
I think when people say that, and you know, I'm sure someone will correct me, I think they're referring to at the beginning they said don't wear a mask. And then they came back and changed it.
Here's the thing I don't get, though. I want to do what works. I don't want it, like, I agree with all that. But let's say that the CDC says, we're wrong about that. Here's our best science. I have not a cell in my body wants to go, nope. You guys said no 8 months ago, and that's what I'm going with. I'm going with whatever is supposed to keep me and everyone else the safest.
The latest thing that I can find from the CDC on the CDC's website was from about 7 days ago, and they issued a guidance, an interim guidance, saying wearing of face masks while on public conveyances and at stations, ports, and similar transportation hubs. The purpose of this guidance is to provide This guidance provides a strong recommendation for wearing of masks by passengers on and operators of conveyances to prevent spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. This was a guidance that the CDC issued about 7 days ago.
Hello, Pam. Go ahead. Hi, Pam.
I work at a hospital. Sorry, mm-hmm. I just took a bite of an apple. I just got off work. The masks don't work. The only mask that protects you is an N95. It's a common cold virus, so it's not any worse than the flu. For my age, I'm 62. It's a 99.5% survival rate. So why is everybody freaked out about it?
I mean, I'm freaked out about it because the world's freaked out about it.
I've been taking care of COVID patients since March, and it's like, excuse my French.
Well, let's get rid of her because you should be smart enough to not do that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting a workout with that.
I know. These people
are I was just trying to get you ready for
all these Hoosiers lately.
I know,
cussing
right?
on the radio.
All these sailors.
See, you do it and everyone thinks it's okay.
Yeah, I did. Right. Another treat for everybody listening on the stream.
There's also a... article on the CDC website from I can't believe we're doing this, but there's also on this an article on the CDC website from about 7 hours ago that does say that cloth masks are of course less effective than medical masks, but they are better than none at all.
Yeah,
so.
The N95 mask is the only one that's like 100%.
You say 100%. Like, I don't know why we're doing this. You may be right about the DGS, like, we shouldn't do this, but
Pam,
mm-hmm. the perfect example who works at a hospital. Cares for COVID patients and just said, what's the big effing deal?
Well, I mean, she said she works at a hospital, but we have absolutely no way of knowing if that information is correct.
Right.
Tomorrow at 3:40, we'll talk to Dr. Tiffany Osborne, who is, in fact, a doctor working at a hospital on COVID.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.